Okay, we are recording.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 6 p.m. on October 18th. It is time for the National Airport Authority monthly business meeting, which I call to order. Roll call, please.
Chairman Woods.
Present.
Vice Chairman Law.
Here.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Director Duquette.
Yes.
And Secretary Holland is absent this evening. So we have a quorum.
Okay. Public input as it pertains to this evening's agenda. Does anybody have anything that they wish to bring up about tonight's agenda? Okay, I'll take that as a no. Minutes. Approval of the NAA public minutes of September 20, 2023 and October 4, 2023. We had a special meeting on October 4th.
Put forth the motion to approve those minutes, September 2023 and October 4th.
Any discussion? Okay, all those who approve of the NAA public minutes of September 20, 2023 and October 4, 2023 say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion is carried. Treasurer's report, approval of the September 2023 financial statements subject to audit.
Okay, I'm trying to make this simple for us. I gave you, you should have a two pager that I just handed out. The board and Chris. And it's basically at the high level, it's a summary level of the detailed financials. You've all had a chance to go through and review the detailed ones, but this kind of summary summarizes things, and I just think it just kind of highlights some of the, I just went through and highlighted some of the notable things going on, like the SNHU lease termination. So we're short on revenue for both September and year to date, which is their last month of August. So that's why the budget, that's why we're below budget. Hopefully that will be replaced shortly with new revenue. That's for this building that we're sitting in and the two green space properties next door. The tie down income, the higher revenue there, is simply you may recall that we approved both the budget and the increase in tie down fees at the same meeting back in June. So what that means is that the increase in the tie down fees was not included in the budget. So that's going to carry every for the rest of the year. That's going to continue at about $800 a month to be a budget difference. Sales and on the expense side, that most of the salary stuff is timing. When the budget was put together, the salaries were not skewed toward all the increases in salaries happened after January, December. But yet, the actual budget is straight lines throughout the year, so it's going to look like we're spending less money on salaries. And my question to Susan was, who are we not paying because of the expense shortfall? But that's going to turn around a bit later in the year. And everything else is pretty much just lower or higher expenses and that normally happens during the year. So we're about 9,200,000 over budget year to date, and we've been up top. You'll see a surplus. That just look at the actuals for the month. We were short about 1,300, and year to date we're short in a deficit of about 5.1. But that is all expected to turn around throughout the year. Then the second page is a balance sheet perspective, kind of showing what our liquidity looks like. This is pretty good. That's why we can afford to front the money on the sale, or the purchase rather, of the property that we just closed on. And then we're able to front the money for the AWOS move that's coming up. That's all going to be reimbursed, but we currently have that kind of money available. And that's unrestricted. But there are a couple of CDs. One comes due in November, the other one comes due next January. So, but we still have enough liquidity to do the things we need to do.
You have the flexibility, or you to make the decision on the CD that renews in November if it's before the next meeting?
Yeah, there's no approval that I know of that's needed. It's basically a cash management approach. And just so you know, too, the rest of the money is in a sweep. It's not just, you know, it's not earning nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Good. It's just next to nothing. But
just a little bit.
So, and then of course, the, you know, some of the CD rates are pretty good, so we'll publish, you know, we will renew those, perhaps a little more aggressive. But we only need a couple hundred thousand, you know, free cash to run the business. That liquidity, that cash surplus is just simply the result of surpluses generated over the years. Didn't happen in 1 year. Anybody have any questions?
Motion to approve the financials as presented, subject to audit.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, all those who are in favor of approving the September 2023 financial statement subject to audit, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that motion is carried.
Just speaking of audit, the auditors, I guess, are going to be darkening our doorstep somewhere around November 8th. I say that affectionately.
Okay. So, communications, we have communication from Texas Flight Academy requests the establishment of a satellite base for our repair station, which will be covered under new business. Reports to the tower that was first shot, and I got to bring my okay, so for September, like 6,402 operations, you know, off about 364, 5% month to month, and down 155 or 2% year to year. Year to date, we're still down a little bit.
And it's raining again tonight.
And it's raining again.
And all weekend.
Yeah, it's raining this weekend. Yes.
I think we're somewhere on 18 or 19 weekends from June 1st, I think. Mm-hmm. There's some rain.
Oh, we got last weekend. What do you want?
True. We got our, yeah.
Brings us to the airport manager's report.
Okay. good evening, everyone. Thanks for attending our monthly meeting. Recent events, we had our Wheels and Wings event held on September 23rd. We had another record turnout. We had over 4,000 people through the gate. The weather was a little bit chilly that day, but still a great turnout. And unfortunately, the helicopter from the Army Guard unit could not attend, and Dart helicopter couldn't attend this year either. They got a call first thing in the morning. But we did have Boston Med Flight. They brought in a helicopter and the state police, and those are always a big draw. We had a lot of local tenants, aerobatic people in this room that helped us with this event. It was great. You guys had lines at all your planes, and I think everybody was tired at the end of the day from lifting kids up. So that was great. No real parking problems that we heard of. We had a police detail out on Pine Hill Road that kept all the traffic flowing really nice. And there was a real minimum cleanup this year. We go around, usually we head till about 8 o'clock at night cleaning up. I think we finished at about 6:30 this year. So it was good. Good crowd. Upcoming events, none. None that we know of. We know it's going to snow eventually. Other items of interest, on 8/31, August 31st, the NAA regained custody ownership of this building that we're in, 79 Perimeter Road.
I'm not sure it's a yay, but go ahead.
Oh, you accountants?
I'd say it's a yay. So we started doing a little bit of work. doing a little bit of work on the building. The building needs a lot of work. One of the things that I've done, I was going to talk about later, I'll talk about it now, is I've submitted a form, an FA form 5100-144. It's a bipartisan infrastructure law, airport terminal and power project information form. We're basically requesting money to acquire approximately $2.1 million to rehabilitate this building. This is funding that's available through the Bill Grant, and we should know in the springtime whether or not we're going to get any money for that. So Armin Dufresne from Gale Associates helped me with this. We get together some estimates. The building's in need of a roof. And while we're at it, like to get all compliant, LEEDS compliant with new ADA facilities, energy efficient windows, doors, HVAC systems, etc., ceilings. So this grant's available, so we're going to try to get it.
Would we change the overall infrastructure in terms of layout? And
no, not as part of this grant. On the 25th of September, we attended our annual CIP meeting with New Hampshire DOT, Bureau of Aeronautics, and Gale Associates. It's where we go over basically a 10-year plan, but more importantly, the next 5 years that they focus on for all of our upcoming projects. Not a lot of changes in that. Nick was at that with myself, and that went well. On 9/26, another victory, I'll call it, we finally closed on the MAP E Lot 50 Pine Hill property. We've been in negotiations and dealings with that since January, and what we thought was going to take about maybe a month to close, that dragged along pretty good. But we finally closed on it. Big thank you to Randy Termel, the gentleman that sold us the property, who was very patient with the bureaucratic process that ensued. And all in all, that's another huge victory for the airport. And I say that because we discourage residential development abutting an airport. And that's exactly what was planned for that lot, was a house. And a house directly beside the 3-2 runoff area would have made somebody crazy had they lived there. Mr. Tomelli just said, I only need one customer. And he said, I'll just find an aviation enthusiast. I said, well, I'm the biggest aviation enthusiast you'll meet that you've probably met. And I can tell you right now, I wouldn't like it. I'm here all day long, and I hear airplanes, and it becomes white noise to me. But I think if you were stuck in the middle of that 3-2 run-up, you would not be a happy camper. So we closed on that, and that's done. That is another project where we have, well, as Dave mentioned, we fronted the money for this project. We will be getting reimbursed, hopefully, was it 2025, Nick? We just discussed that in the CIP.
No, I thought it was
24. Okay.
Yeah,
24, I'm sorry. We're in 23. So that'll be reimbursed by the FAA, New Hampshire Bureau of Aeronautics, and there's a city component to it, still a 5%. So that's that. On October 12th, I met with Jason Levitt from the New Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics. We did the 5010 inspection of the airport. That's where they come in. Basically, the 5010 populates all the information for the supplemental and for flight. And all these other people that have nav programs out there where they need all the data for the runway, operations, etc. That went well, no problems at all. Really nice working with Jason that day, knowledgeable guy. Like I said, he's the UAS specialist from the Bureau of Aeronautics. And that's it. Anybody have any questions? Crickets? Thank you.
Okay, bring it to the engineer's report. Good evening, Nick. Good evening. Nick Ippolito for the recording. Gale Associates is administering currently 5 projects, soon to be 6, on behalf of the authority. The first one is the rehabilitation of Taxiway Alpha, construct only. As I understand it, the grant offer has been received sign the grant offer.
Okay, we'll put forth a motion, certificate of vote to approve SPG 12-28-2023, rehabilitate Mark Light and Sign, Taxi Road Alpha, approximately 5,200 feet by 40 feet, Holding Bay and associated taxiway, modify adjacent aprons, construct drainage and sewer upgrades, and update stormwater pollution prevention plan. Motion is to authorize Earl Woods, Chairman of the National Airport Authority, to execute and deliver for and on behalf of the National Airport Authority any contracts with the state of New Hampshire related to SPG 12-28-2023, the Rehabilitate Mark Light and Sign Taxiway Alpha, approximately 5,200 feet by 40 feet, Holding Bay and associated taxiway, modify adjacent aprons, construct drainage and sewer upgrades, and update storm water pollution prevention plan this way.
Okay. Just a quick question. Am I missing something? My understanding is we have a 6,000 foot runway, correct? But where's the other 800 feet? We're doing 5,200 feet out of the taxiway.
Because the
Gate
dubs on the end were reconstructed in 2012, so we only need to do the center section.
Oh, all right. So there's a part of the piece of the taxiway that's not being rehabbed.
Right.
Okay.
That's already been done.
From Echo to the runway,
okay.
And that section of Alpha from the run-up ramp.
Okay.
Yes, if that's going to, West Loop, is that going to change any of the thermal taxiways that go from the Alpha to the runway to open Alpha to the ramp?
No. It's rehabilitation in place, so we're maintaining the same radii on the curve, same taxiway width.
The only thing that will change is the approach in at the ramp from Delta. We're widening that.
Okay, thank you.
If I remember correctly, back in the day, if we were replacing Alpha, that is moving it, then, you know, it's like there are new word FAA guidelines on how the sub taxi ways need to
not be in the drive. Yeah. Yeah.
All of the new stuff are over the top.
Yeah, that's why Charlie technically being lined up for an So we have a motion on the floor. I will second. Do you have any more discussion on the motion to let me sign this grant offer? Okay, all those in favor of allowing me to sign the grant offer as described by Joe a few moments ago, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that motion carries. So I'll put my John Hancock on it after we adjourn the public. Thank you very much. Following that, we'll prepare the contractor contract and circulate those signatures. Any other questions on Taxiway Alpha? Okay. The next project is the rehabilitation of Golf and Foxtrot Ranch. And I apologize, this agenda was prepared a week ago. Progress information may not be up to date. The BIL funding for Foxtrot portion of the project has been offered to the National Airport Authority. The grant offer was signed and returned to NHDOT on October 5th, 2023. NHDOT has an internal review and signature period that takes approximately 2 weeks to complete. In order for the grant to make the November 8th Governor and Council meeting agenda, the completed document must be signed and submitted to GNC by Wednesday, October 25th by 10 a.m. They will be requesting frequent updates between now and then. The Bureau of Aeronautics has indicated they can request expedited signing of the grant offer. So it is Gail's recommendation that the NIA reach out and make this request as soon as possible. Has that
been done?
Excellent. So recommended actions, if not already requested, please request expedited review and signing of the GIL grant for Foxtrot.
So Nick, that's the one that we had to do a scramble to get it up to Concord on time?
Correct.
That is correct.
And yeah. Have a special meeting because they didn't deliver to us on time?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're talking about the same one. Because there's been so many.
So thank you for doing that. No other action. Any other questions on golf ramp? Not hearing any. I'll move on to the AWOS and SAWS relocation. The 30% design has been completed and submitted to FAA and NHDOT for their review and comment. That was on October 10th. The review period lasts approximately 14 days, and we'll reach out for an update on that review at the 14-day mark. Once comments are received, we'll proceed to the 90% design, which will likely be completed near the end of this year. Attending the bidding schedule is for advertising of the bid in early February, with the bid opening in late February. That's all the update I have at this point. Any questions on the AWOT and SARS relocation project? Project number four is the land acquisition, which Chris already sort of updated on. The city attorney and seller attorney have agreed to the language of the purchase and sale agreement, which Gail understands has been executed by the airport. The parcel was acquired on September 26th, and Gail will be assisting the airport in preparing a grant application for a future reimbursement of 95% of that acquisition. So recommended actions are execute the grant application once completed. I apologize, this one is not one that I'm managing, so I'm not sure where Matt stands on that grant application, but I can update the authority tomorrow. Any questions on the land acquisition? Project number five is the tower siting study. A grant offer has been made to the NAA for this study. Upon approval of the Minister, Governor, and Council, we'll begin the phase one environmental site assessment for the project. The overall siting study takes approximately 18 months to complete. The actual study is only about 6 months from commencement to completion. However, due to a backlog of similar studies with other airports, the FAA's lead time for starting the project once the NAA is in queue is approximately 12 months. One thing that's still outstanding is Gail's contract to administer this project. So I'd like to make a motion to approve and execute Gail's contract for the project. You recall last month there was some confusion on whether or not the environmental site assessment was included in our contract sheet. It is not, but seeing as the grant is already in place and issued, will be, $8,900. And we'll just move forward. So that contract should be good signed.
It's just a contract? Okay, we'll put forward the motion to, that would be you, Farrell, correct?
Yes.
To approve Chairman Woods to sign the GL contract related to the tower siting study.
So I was second and then I got two questions.
Yes, please.
I don't think I've ever seen this contract, so is it a contract that we have to, a proposal or contract that we need to specify a little more closely, or does that have a maximum?
Yeah, is it a known value? Do we have dollars, and or is it?
I believe the fee is $99,800, so it does not trigger the need for an independent fee estimate, but the FAA, DOT, and perhaps not the authority to have reviewed the contract. Yeah, I know Chris has.
So I'm assuming it's according to the master agreement or whatever we have with Gail.
That is within the general consulting.
You're asking to sign some way on the team, so.
If you'd like, I can forward it. And you can, again, the study's not going to start for another 12 months. we have time. If you'd like, I can forward you that. Draft contract.
So
you want to table that motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's table that for next month.
Understood. Let me look it up when I get back to the office tonight.
All right. Well, I have an email address, so easy enough. Just shoot me a text and I'll forward everyone. Under general items here, I have, before me then, any other questions on the tower siting study? Under general items, the National Airport Authority, Gale, and New Hampshire DOT met at Gale's offices on September 25th to conduct the airport's annual CIP meeting. In the process of this meeting, the airport's 2024 projects were identified as, and again, not up to date, reconstruct hotel ramps, through AIT, and a runway pavement maintenance project to route and seal the centerline crack and perform RSA repairs on the 3-2 end. Since typing this, we learned that the FAA does not carry funding in their AIT program for the hotel ramp project until 2027, so that project has been delayed. We held a scoping meeting for the second project on October 13th, which went well. I submitted a draft scope of services to NHDOT and FAA for their review and comments. Once we get that back, we can move forward with the contracting process. And then once we're under contract, we'll add a fixed project to the agenda.
And Nick, isn't there some urgency on that?
There is. It's a light lift for Gale, so if you take a look at that contract, the schedule I put together shows construction commencing in spring, which I think would be ideal since the pavement has had all winter to contract, and those cracks would in theory be at their widest point. It's all going to be contingent upon issuance of funding, though. It is being funded through BIL, and the appropriation should be made early in the year or early in the federal fiscal year. So,
which is now?
No,
which is like right now. Right.
We are in FY 2024 to the Fed. So,
but I mean, if these tracks don't get addressed, it's going to get worse. And the $20 million runway kind of goes away.
And we stressed all that in that meeting with the FAA present at the meeting.
I'll tell you this, I've seen cracks expand and contract year to year. Chris, have you noticed that in the height of summer when it's hottest, that crack's smaller than it is?
Oh, absolutely. That's why we're not doing it now, right. And we want to do it in the spring when it's at its widest, because when you route it,
so my intent is to write the specification so that the contractor has to honor the bid price through spring of 2025, just in case funding doesn't get issued in a timely manner. In spring, we can get them under contract and then just hold them off until the following spring. Because I think that's going to be, I run into problems with, a grant being issued too late in the fall to do things, come back in the spring and all the cracks are spread, and you have a change order and funding issues. So I think either way, we want to do it in the spring, that way the crack's at its widest. And I think that'll perform the best as well, because if you do it in, the summer and the crack widens that year, the sealant sort of tears off the sides of the crack, where if you get it at its widest,
Where
are the cracks? It's just the centerline crack.
Oh, okay.
So we would route the entire length of the runway, seal it, and then remark the centerline markings, and then take care of that black patch on the
ground. I asked because I wasn't sure there were some other cracks.
It's essentially the cold joint from when they paved it, and it's full length.
Will that cause any shutdowns?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking it'd be pretty funny to watch him out there with a router in between the takeoff.
I'm curious the duration of a shutdown.
Well, because we're doing RSA repairs, we'd have to shut down the runway anyway. So my initial thought is a 10-day project to both.
Couldn't do it at night.
We certainly could do it at night. That is an option as well. But we wouldn't be able to.
You better have a nice wide nose wheel on them.
So this isn't going to make sense because you have a non-standard RSA right now with that big hole in it. But if we are in a federally funded project and we can't restore the RSA grade to within compliance by the end of the day, you have to leave it closed. So I think we could do the route and seal on an overnight shutdown. And it would probably only take one night. We might come back the next night to do the marking. But you're looking at
3 to 5 days to fix the RFA, and during that time, when we can actually close, we have not seen this.
Are you familiar with the RSA that Nick's talking about? It's on the approach to 3-2.
Tell people what RSA means to begin with.
Runway safety area.
Right.
When the jets take off, the jet blast has eroded the earth away to the point where there's a good sized pit there now. As a matter of fact, leading up to the edge of the pavement, it's a good 11 inches of exposed pavement there. So that whole area is going to get repaired.
It's interesting. You go back on Google Earth and you put the date in the lower left hand. From about 2015, you can see it forming. And every year it's, of course, more. So it's about time. It's
my fault. I came in 17.
When you went first.
Well,
if you want that responsibility, Chris, that's
putting some blast deflectors.
No, the center line never really bothered me. I've been on the center line my whole life.
Say the prop blast for me is the top rail, probably.
I did it last night and it totaled it.
So that is it for the engineer.
I'd like to suggest that at the meeting.
Nick, one small comment.
I was trying to agree.
Can you fix the wording to locate the, massage down, between, say, like Delta Echo instead of Alpha Bravo? Yeah. That's all I have. Any questions, issues for Nick tonight? Okay. Thank you, Nick. Thank you. Let's see, we have no committees outstanding. Old business, Infinity Aviation Hangar Development. I do not see Greg in the room.
Greg is at MBAA right now.
Okay.
With Mr. Coe.
And also under old business, United Aviation Hangar Development. If you want an update, I can.
Sure.
Please do. So, as far as the Infinity project, as the board is aware, he wants to lease a larger area than originally anticipated. He wants basically to get everything that he didn't have between the Winnipeg building and Nye's building. We sent him a proposal to do some additional survey work that we needed if he intends to build a future hangar in that location. But that has not been signed. It's been about 2 weeks. And I understand Greg's a busy individual, so once we get around to that, we'll get back out there and survey that area.
Where is the city on drawing up the tax map? Fred?
Scott has to. Gale Associates is preparing all the documentation they need to go before the planning board of Nashua, so that hasn't been presented yet. I think it's because of the new development.
Yeah, where he's gonna, survey
first? Yeah, he has to do the survey and then bring that to them. We have drafted up the lease that we discussed in the last meeting.
Yeah.
It's in draft form, but it needs to be amended because of this latest development. And then he will take that to the city when they go to meet with the planning board, and they will divvy up the tax map at that point. At which point we will finalize the lease and you can sign the lease once we get the final meets and bounds established by the city.
So that's looking like a January kind of thing? By the time it's your planning board, I think?
Well, I would think that once that proposal is executed, we have to, the surveyor at this time of year, he's trying to get everything done before the snow hits, so they are pretty backlogged, but I guess, yeah, by the end of the year, we have at least the boundary plan prepared for the planning board. And then as far as the NI Aviation Hangar goes, I actually I met with Scott, who's the civil engineer in charge of that project today. He was having trouble because from Perimeter Road, it dips down and then comes back up to meet Taxiway Alpha. He was having trouble grading it, so I took about 2.5 hours this morning, and I did like a rough and drawing grading plan, and you can get to his engineer, and then fill with me. So that is moving forward. We should have design plans done by the end of the year.
Now, is that all, that, and that part of the tax map, is that part, that's the same as, that's all tied together with the infinity part, right?
It'll basically go from the condo association, where the Farrell's hanging.
Yeah.
So from that, the border of that land lease right up to Greg.
Okay, so but this work, this, all this tax map work is for the entire project, not just Infinity, not, it's all of it. So we're not going to wait for Infinity and then wait for this one or vice versa.
You would have to get a separate lease.
Well, I know there would be a separate lease, but my point is that the process of getting the tax map drawn up for those lots, which is now down to two big lots,
yep,
my understanding, that's all going to happen at the same time. Correct?
Sure. Ideally, yes, but if an IAVation documents are ready to go early, then...
Okay.
The plan was as soon as we can get them
okay,
there.
So the deal is then we go in parallel tracks and they may end up getting at the same time, but they don't have to.
Right.
So one's not going to hold up the other.
I think there have been some discussions about the public utilities and how those are going to be redirected, because everything comes down University Drive right now. There's nothing between the last hydrant on perimeter and University Drive. Because Greg is the closer developer, he was going to extend it to a point at which then I would take over and extend them to his property. So there could be some delays there if Benai Aviation is ready to build before Infinity. But
Greg has also stated that in a meeting that we had, that he wants to get the infrastructure, the sewage, the water, into the ground, obviously ahead of the project. And he and I have been working together. He's with NI right now at NBAA, and they've come up with, I believe, an agreement as to who's going to pay for what.
Yeah.
He's the chief civil engineer of our civil engineering department.
Okay.
And we thought it would be best to separate it because I'm your engineer. We didn't want to see a conflict of interest between, you know, me trying to serve the developer versus the NAA. So we handed it off to our civil engineering department, and Todd is the chief of the engineering.
Okay.
Any other questions about Hey, moving on. Checklist Light Academy requests the establishment of a satellite base for our repair station. So this is the communication we received on that. Mr. Peace.
Thank you, gentlemen, for the time. I'm Ken Peace. I'm the Chief Operating Officer for Equus. Kent Allison is here with me.
Thank you.
Thanks. We have several different companies that Equus is not actually the owner of the repair station. The repair station would be under next level testing or Asterix Aerospace. We do level 3 NDT as a repair station for part 145. We also do aerospace welding and composite repair. So the composites encompass almost anything, as do the welding project. Theoretically, we could weld the tail boom back on a helicopter, but we haven't found anybody that wants that done. So, as a level 3 NDT, we also can train level 2 facilities to train level 1, a level 1 technician. We would house ourselves in the same existing buildings that we do now from NJA. I talked to Chris about this, to Bob and Mary this morning, to train as well, and also to Greg Leeson. And we don't see ourselves as a competitor, neither does Greg. We don't intend to do interiors or Avionics, we might occasionally do an annual, but that's about it as far as where we would have any sort of overlap in business. There would, over the course of the next year, be some additional employment, so we would bring, you know, minor positive impact. A lot of what we do is mobile unit things, where we, and from an NDT standpoint, we do all of it. Zyglo, Magnaflux, ultrasonic, and X-ray. So we X-ray wings on large airplanes and sometimes small jets. Depends on what services are.
Sam, you're saying, so you're pretty much going to stay where the flight school is?
Yes.
And just do the work in the back there, the hangar?
We utilize the existing hangar where we put the airplanes, and if we need to move on to something else, then we look to other quarters, you know, simply here at the field.
Okay. I'm not sure that we really need a
zone of state aviation relations.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's any
business
decisions.
Yeah,
it needs to happen.
Well, thanks for the time for the introduction.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in tonight.
We didn't want to just show up with a shingle.
Well, it depends on what the shingle says.
We have had a good time here with Equus. You haven't saw some of the growth that that you might have expected to see, but we really just completed our deal purchasing ADA and its flight school on August 1. So, that was a tiered purchase. We took control of the company and had the actual certificate and asset. But there were other issues that came up along the way, so that's why we had things strung out till August 1. So I think you'll see some other things happen here fairly quickly. And some additional paint and things downstairs that we were that Kent's here to do. So Kent is actually our GM across the facilities. And in Indiana, we have a satellite base, and then we also have a domicile for our air carrier, which we don't really have a need to bring an air carrier here. That if we have business here, we can simply come and go with the FBO as it needs to be. But we operate Souls and Gulfstreams and Challengers and Lear 45s, and we will soon have a Lear 45 based in Singapore. So we have a wider reach than you might expect us.
So the work that you're going to be doing here now, is that something that you've been doing elsewhere and you're moving it here, or?
With the headquarters would continue to be under the Louisville office for the time being. We actually have four different FAAs that we work with. The flight school is under Portland. The repair station is under the Louisville office at the moment. Flight school, and we're adding maintenance training via Part 147 in Indiana, so that comes under the Indianapolis flight standards. And then our air carrier is under Rochester. Rochester handles the 10 or more large aircraft as a certificate management entity. So our satellite, this would be a satellite base for maintenance. The headquarters still remains here for the flight school. Salem's the flight, is the satellite for the flight school. It's just an additional. We go all over the country, and actually we're EASI qualified as well for all the same things. So we actually do business in Canada and in Mexico, and we can go all over wherever in EASI OTAR's country happens to be. So you wouldn't think our little flight school would be connected to all those other tentacles, but it was by design. And our intention is to feed some of the bottom of what we're doing. We're doing a lot of things in Indiana with the college there, with Indiana Wesleyan, and now with Ivy Tech as well for associate's degrees, and they're pretty happy with how we're approaching things and our pass rates that we have at the flight school. So trying to improve the shortages that we have.
Yeah. Well, I believe we're happy to have the additional business here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So a few of us have airplanes with carbon fiber, wings and other components. If there's a delamination issue, that's something you could address?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Our personnel are trained at Avaris, which is in Utah. That is the only FAA-approved composite training facility that the U.S. has control over, and it's the same place that the FAA sends their people to. And then we have a DER that's not on staff, but that's in our pocket, so we can easily take composite repairs, address them with the DER for engineering if that's necessary, and then most maintenance providers, even Cirrus, let's say, as a service center, we would eventually bring a Tech-Nam and an Elixir service center here. No competition to SR-22s with what Greg is doing. So if you had a composite situation on the SR-22 and you take that back to the service center may or may not have a field repair. And I don't know if the Cirrus is a hot layup or cold layup, but most manufacturer OEMs have a series of field repairs that are cold layup to be able to be done. We would work with that OEM structural repair manual to make sure that the layup is being done appropriately. Even with Elixir, they're offering us a national oversight. So if their equipment, once it's 23 certified in the U.S., if a repair needed to be done, we'd still have a hand in it before it went back to La Rochelle for final engineering decisions. Okay. We do a lot of technical things.
It sure sounds like
Gentlemen, if there's a campus for sale.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. The problem is not for sale.
Right.
That's a big problem. Well, we're happy to be here. So, and I've got people that are, I'm an A&P and an IA, although I always feel like I'm at an AA meeting or something when I say that. I am a pilot with 20,000 hours of flight time and about 10 ratings, and I only became a mechanic out of necessity. So,
that's familiar.
Anyway, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for
coming. Yeah, thank you for being here.
Okay. So, let's see. Brings us to upcoming events. I think we're pretty much done for the season, Chris, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minus that snow event.
And people are welcome. You know, if we have snow events, people are welcome to come out with their shovels and help out, right? So that brings us to public input as we come to the close of the meeting. So this is a little more open as opposed to the first public input.
I would like to say very passionate, actually, just welcome again to both Tampa and the city for a long time. And I understand you're going to be busy.
I'll be for the next 30 days.
Yes, yes. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. A little stress, though.
Christmas is coming.
I have a list.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great to have you guys here. It's like a reminder of both of you with me. Rest of your staff is going to visit us. I will say that when we first came up here as a group, of course, I'm the minority in this. So Amy Abbott is a 40% holder. Shannon is 25%. I'm just a 25% guy, and I'm the only pilot in the thing and the only mechanic, too.
You're the token.
Yes, I'm the token. I'm the guy that pushes the pencils for some reason. But when we first sat down to meet with the staff at Equus and the people at NJA, we found them to be remarkably similar in their approach, their ethic, their demeanor, the tenor of their conversation as to where we all grew up at. And that was really key to our decision to come here. And since we completed our final part of the transaction with Equus, we felt that it was appropriate to bring to the fare station and to continue to expand here. We feel very comfortable. You guys have been great, anything that we ever possibly could want, and I do things we didn't ask for, we were wondering. Likewise, Chris has been wonderful to work with, too.
All about Chris.
Well, that's a small team.
Yeah, it very much so. It's been proof positive.
Yeah, well, thanks again. Appreciate it. Any other public input this evening? Okay, director's comments.
Oh,
I'll start with Ryan.
Exciting all the positive things that are happening around here.
Okay, and you know, I'm anxious to see Infinity and I come in here and expand and take over some of our green space and build out. That's going to be fun to see. And of course we're glad to have another repair station here. That would be cool. Chris, good job with all of that.
Thank you.
And Nick, thank you for your patience, for Gail's patience, in shepherding the project. Especially with all of that. Yes, Pam.
Have we paid you?
I just signed a check a little while ago.
Can you make the United States hangar column so that Carol doesn't see that messy hangar at the end of the next door.
Oh, that the one that all the Farrell's junk in there?
No, I think it's Mike Kenny's junk.
Oh. Oh.
I'm in 17.
Oh, okay.
That's not Farrell's hangar, that's Benji's next year. On the record.
So, David.
Yes, I'm also very anxious to be part of this process of expansion, get that grass graveyard that we've been looking at for the last whole bunch of years, at least 20 that I've been, 20, 30 of that I've been hanging around here. And I'm glad that Equus has seemed to expand here and excited about that. I'm really anxious to get those leases back on track so we can start getting money here. we did give up we had a negotiation with the school that essentially allowed them out of the lease a year early. And so, just to help get this all done.
Working like a true accountant.
For the greater good.
It's a birth defect.
Hey, Joe.
Gentlemen, again, welcome. Thank you. Glad to have you here. Just great. Great to see all this great aviation stuff happening here. Once again, this quiet little corner of Nashua that, as I've said to the mayor a few times, I'm sure a lot of people don't even realize we're here. But got some fabulous things happening, and it's good to be part of it. So, thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
And hopefully the mayor will still be mayor after November. There's an election.
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't know
I know there's an election.
Okay.
Do other candidates know how to get to the airport?
Well, probably not. That's why at least the current mayor knows where the place is. So that's a step in the right direction. But,
Has Mayor Gonshaw been out to visit, Chris, during your tenure?
A couple of times.
Okay.
Yeah, I just had breakfast at the restaurant a couple of times.
Okay, so adjournment to a non-public session pursuant to RSA 91-A:3-2D, consideration of the acquisition, sale, or lease of real or personal property.
Are we going to session?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to go. Yeah, we're going to go into non-public. That's a motion. Second.
Second.
Okay, discussion on going into non-public. Okay, all those in favor of going into non-public session. If I agree with the moment, please say, that has to be a roll call.
Roll call. Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
And Director Duquette?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.